Hello, and welcome to the Black and Dyslexic Podcast with Winifred A. Winston and LaDerrick Horn, the show that unapologetically focuses on helping Black and underrepresented minorities navigate the special education process. We want to help raise awareness in the Black and Brown community, remove the stigma about learning disabilities, and provide you access to professionals in the space of dyslexia and special education that you need to hear from.
Welcome back, everybody. We're back.
Season two.
Well, it took us a little bit longer than we thought. It took us a little bit longer than we anticipated, but we're here. And Winifred, what's been going on?
Oh my gosh. Season two. You know, this started as a passion project, right? It was just a passion project. I'm going to do this. It's going to happen. And then you guys was like, no, we need more. And I kept getting like DMs and when is season two coming? And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make it happen. But we have been busy. So we've got a dyslexia word search puzzle book. It's my favorite little thing. It's on Amazon. It's designed to educate parents, teachers, children, caregivers, you know, 50 puzzles. Each puzzle has 10 words. And each puzzle has a theme. So let's say, for example, components of an IEP, then right. Those 10 words are components of the IEP. So it's very educational. And it's something that I thought of and I thought, you know what, me and my daughter, Logan, let's do this. And it's something that parents can learn from and then also talk about it in a fun way with your children, right? About dyslexia, about remediation, about interventions, about special education law. So we've got the dyslexia puzzle book. It's on Amazon. We've got the ADHD and dyslexia weekly planner. I need that. You know, I need that.
And just for the folks who are brand new to the Black and Dyslexic podcast, I'm LaDerrick Horn. I'm an advocate of people with disabilities, poet and author, and a person with dyslexia. And I'm here with Winifred. Winifred, just the quick intro for the people who are new.
I'm Winifred A. Winston. I'm a parent of a child with dyslexia and ADHD. I'm an educator, former educator. I hate saying I'm an educator. Then I think people expect me to be all technical and like, no, that's not me. And research-based and quoting things from research, no. But I found out I was neurodivergent. And in this process with my daughter, I'm ADHD. And I started this podcast to educate and inform Black and Brown families in the Black and Brown community about learning disabilities, and more importantly, to remove the stigma.
Right.
Let's have these uncomfortable conversations. Let's remove the stigma. Let's educate ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so I had this idea. We have a nonprofit, Dyslexia Advocation, and the Black and Dyslexic podcast was a dyslexia awareness campaign. And we got funding from Morgan Cares to produce the podcast. And the way I wrote that grant up is that undiagnosed learning disabilities trigger mental health issues, right? And so that's how we got partial funding. I'm going to read it to you guys. I want you to know who gave us and supported us here. It's a mouthful. It's a tongue twister here. It is, this project is partially funded by Morgan State University's Morgan Cares and the Center for Urban Health Disparities Research and Innovation, awarded by the National Institute of Minority Health and Health Disparities. So yeah, that helped kick us off and to get us started, right? And here we are with season two, Season two. Tell them how we did the live in-person session.
Well, let's just say this. We have recorded already a few episodes and we're going to launch one. You're going to get ready to hear it now, our conversation with Marcia. But just a couple of weeks ago, we recorded a live episode and it's actually, I guess it's going to be broken up over two episodes. So this was at the New Jersey Education Association, New Jersey's teacher union, at one of their professional development conferences. And we had an amazing panel. Y'all going to hear it. I guess we'll make that the next episode. Will be part one of that two-part conversation. Yeah, and then we also, Winifred and I, got to hang out together in person, you know, and after kind of launching this during the pandemic, both of us realized that we hadn't actually been in the same room since we first met. So yep. I'm excited for season two. And I know people have been asking. It's been funny too on social media because I don't know who that was. It's probably Sean Anthony Robinson cracking jokes, but put on a comment at one of the either your posts or a post we did together saying, you need to get back to work on the podcast.
Yeah, he's always putting things out there. And I'm like, I'm working. But not only was I working trying to get season two, like the nonprofit was going, but I had to go back to work. And I have to remind myself and then remind others that I am a parent still going through this, yeah. Right? My daughter is in middle school now, right? Middle school is hard regardless. Mm-hmm. Right. Now you want to add that she's at a private, predominantly white school. That's another layer of hard. But then add that she's at a dyslexia school. Right. So the pool and the social networks get smaller and smaller and smaller, you know. So we're in middle school dealing with the regular middle school challenges. Then we did the reevaluation. Right. Now she's got the three D's, the three big D's, dyslexia, dysgraphia, and dyscalculia. Mm-hmm. So there was tears from her. Tears from me. And I understand that we need the identification to get the help, right? The person doing the evaluation was saying, well, I'm going to add on here dyscalculia because her reading is so slow that when she does word problems in math, we need her to be able to get extra time and help with that as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm still going through it. So I do this podcast. I talk to all these experts. I hear all these lived experiences. And then when it happens to me, guess what? I'm in tears too. Right. And let me tell you, my daughter was so annoyed. She was like, dysgraphia, because I can't spell. Like she was not feeling that. I was like, baby, I don't know how to spell. And I was a professional resume writer and I've written several books. It's okay. Spell check. That's what spell check is for. You know, she was just like, really? So that kind of took me back because I'm going to be honest, emotionally, you know, it's a lot. And I'm talking to all the parents, you know, like emotionally, it's a lot. And I'm going to also share really trying to wrap my brain around ADHD and me being ADHD. You know, we talk about it all the time. I'm reevaluating myself. It's like this new Winifred or it's like, oh, well, that's why you do this. And that's why you did that, you know. So life just happened when you're in this space advocating and you have a child that you're still advocating for, as you all know, it's a lot. It's a lot. So it's been a labor of love. I'm so excited though. LaDerek talked about us being in person. I'm hoping we have an opportunity to do the same thing here in the fall. We're going to partner with Morgan State University. They'll be bringing the screening of the Right to Read documentary here in the fall. So I'm hoping we'll have an opportunity to shoot a live episode of the podcast then as well, you know, because it's one thing to be on the air and this is great. This is great. But when we're in person,
it's a different energy.
It's a different energy. And the panel, it's a different energy. So if you want us to come to a city near you, you know what I'm saying? Just hit us up. Yeah. I'm gonna put something in the show notes.
Yeah, reach out via the website and then thank you for mentioning the show notes. So for folks who are new to the Black and Dyslexic podcast, one of the things that we do our best to do is to try to capture a lot of the information and the resources that are shared during each one of our episodes, each one of our conversations, and then those are placed in the show notes to be a resource, because we know one of the big barriers that we have in the Black community is that we just don't have the same degree of access to resources, to information. And so we're hoping the podcast can both be uplifting, engaging, and also informative. So please take a look in the show notes. And why don't we get into this episode? What do you think?
Yes. This is going to, we're going to kick off with Marcia Brissett Bailey.
Yes. And I am a fan of Marcia, and you'll hear it in the interview. So, and we talk about how we all sort of connected online via social media. We recorded this episode last year. Her book was in sort of getting ready to come out.
Yep.
But it's out. I got a copy right here in front of me. It's Black, Brilliant, and Dyslexic. And what is the subtitle? Neurodivergent Heroes Tell Their Stories. And Winifred and I were able to submit some quotes for the book, and it's been very well received. It's a very good read. I was able to read an advanced copy of it, and she did a great job in capturing again the diaspora, right? Like the experience of many, many Black people living with dyslexia and thriving with it as well. Some awesome success stories. So we recommend everybody taking a look at the book, picking up a copy. And again, it's Black, Brilliant, and Dyslexic.
Yeah, and I had the pleasure of meeting Marcia, last month, I believe.
Yeah.
She's from the UK. She's in London. And we met in New York City for the, we were at the Dyslexia World Assembly in New York City. And so we actually got to meet and, you know, hug and take pictures together. So it was really, really cool to actually meet her in person. Because like LaDerek, I had been following her on social media because her social media is just off the chain. It's just so much great information.
You need to give her a follow on all the platforms.
Yeah. The content is really great. So what is it? Season 2 loading, unloading. Here we go.
All right,
y'all. Kicking off with Marcia Brissett Bailey, her book, Black, Brilliant, and Dyslexic.
Tune in next week, where we'll continue to bring you lived experiences and more unfiltered conversations with experts in the field around all things Black and dyslexic. Make sure you subscribe and follow the Black and Dyslexic podcast, where we educate, empower, and equip Black and underrepresented minorities. The Black and Dyslexic podcast is partially funded by Morgan Cares and the Center for Urban Health Disparities Research and Innovation, awarded by the National Institute of Minority Health and Health Disparities. The Black and Dyslexic podcast is sponsored by Dyslexia Advocation Incorporated, a 501c3 charitable organization located in Baltimore City, Maryland, whose mission is to equip parents of children with dyslexia and other language-based learning disabilities with the necessary tools to help their children become successful readers. You can find them on the web at www.soallcanread.org.